Now to a story about Caribbean and globalization and jackets, lots and lots of jackets. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from a remote corner of Greenland.
Hot oil bubbles up as a whole red fish is carefully lowered into a deep fryer. The heady scents of lemongrass, chili, and garlic fill the crowded kitchen of this Thai restaurant. The fresh-caught fish will be served up with a curry sauce.
This one is a Penang sauce. We use coconut in can. In Greenland, we have coconut tree. Yeah.
This is the Inbox Cafe, a little Thai corner. It's at the end of the main port here in the town of Qaqortoq in southern Greenland. It's a picturesque place of 3,000 people. Houses painted in vibrant reds, greens, and blues dot the rocky hills overlooking the clear waters of a fjord. This is a long way from Thailand, says the restaurant's owner, Surya Papajong. He remembers when he first came to Greenland. He says when he got on a plane in Bangkok, it was 104 degrees Fahrenheit. When he landed in Greenland, it was minus 43 degrees.
I came from Thailand to Greenland in winter time without jacket. It's a lot of snow.
That was 18 years ago. Papajong came to work at a Thai restaurant in Greenland's capital city, Nuuk. He would be able to make much more money there than he could in Thailand. His wife, Sirapen Papajong, says she was excited to go to Greenland, even if she or many other Thais didn't know where it was.
In Thailand, nobody know about Greenland. Where you go, Greenland. Finland, England, Iceland, nobody know about Greenland.
A few years ago, Papajong moved to Qaqortoq for another job and then opened his own cafe, one of only two restaurants in town. It's a bit out of the way for visitors. There are no major roads in Greenland, so you have to take a helicopter or a boat to get to Qaqortoq. In the summer, the cruise ships bring in customers, but most of his business comes from the locals. There are about a dozen wooden tables at the Inbox Cafe, set with Thai serving dishes. Portraits of the Thai royal family hang on the main wall. Sirapen says the favorite dish for locals is pad Thai.
Yeah, they like spicy. Yeah, someone they extra spicy. Because it's cold weather, it's good with the warm food.
Sirapen says they bring in Thai staples such as fish sauce from Denmark or Thailand. Fresh ingredients such as lemongrass and green papaya are tough to get during the winter months, so they improvise. Papajong says they've also modified traditional Thai dishes to suit Greenlandic tastes, including using reindeer and whale meat.
And also it's a yak. It's very good to cook in Thai way with soya sauce and chili and garlic. It's very, very good. It's the people they like.
Papajong says he's come to love Qaqortoq, the environment and the people who have nicknamed him the Thai Eskimo. And he's gotten used to the cold winters.
Now it's no problem.
You have a jacket?
Yeah, of course. A lot of jacket now.
Jackie Northam, NPR News, Qaqortoq, Greenland.